This episode, like every episode of Yeah, Beer and That, is brought to you for free by us here at Craft Beer Banter and the Doc Brewing Company. If you enjoy the content that we put out and you'd like to support us, you can follow us on Instagram, share our YouTube videos, subscribe to us on Spotify, or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts / iTunes. All of that stuff really helps us out. We'll throw links to all of our socials in the description, including a link to our new Patreon page for those of you interested in becoming patrons. We'll provide additional information on all of this later on. For now, please just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Craft Beer Banter presents a Kingswood Studios production, created and recorded at Doc Brewing HQ. You're listening to Yeah, Beer and That.
Ago.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Yeah, Beer and That.
Just hadn't been difficult to do these down at Dover Gardens.
Are we just going to kick off? We'll see what happens.
We're just one more minute.
I've given you 30.
I want you to see my wonderful head.
What episode number is this, gents?
12.
It doesn't matter.
7.
Season 3, episode 12.
I'm annoyed.
Everything
now.
Else went fine.
I don't actually know what. Did you? Don't tell me you got it.
No.
I think this is only episode 5. Last one being, what is a Nordic smoked ale?
What have we done? Man. Are you actually recording this, by the way?
Yeah, I hit record and I said hello and welcome. That was your cue, Jen.
What do you think the time machine app is like on it? What the fuck is that?
We've had about 36 minutes of technical difficulties at the Andrew Simpson runs a MacBook from 2002 and
12, 13 maybe.
Why'd you turn it off, Simo?
Because 5G and that.
So this season we've had a what is a Brago, what beer ice lager, what is a Gozer, and then we had what is a Nordic smoked ale and what is a Juniper Saison. Does that sound about right, gents?
Yeah, but two of them were the same episode.
Yes, they were. That was 304. So 305, Duddles or the Big Vike, introduce us to what this is. What is a what?
This isn't actually it, is it?
Yeah.
Gents?
All right, Luke, take it.
So what is a Philly sour? I guess it's going to be a little bit about the yeast. And we're going a little bit in depth into what can you do with a little bit of flavor? They're little bottles of extremely potent flavors. And how much you drop in a bottle and how does that taste? So got a little bit of variety on this show.
So sorry, I missed that. What is a Philly sour?
Yep.
Hang on, can you spell that?
I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a type of yeast. So the base beer might start with Glen Oise. Correct? Sorry, I'm just going to...
Am I in here at all? Is anyone hearing me?
we're all sitting at the bar here in Bali. Can't you tell? And you're floating above.
I can't see Bali bar. What happened?
I'm actually not seeing Bali. I wish I was.
If you go to view, this is horrendous. Yeah, I know. If you go to view and go together mode. Together mode. Gents, where we should be, but this is the old tip of the fedora to season two. We were just about to take those off of Spotify and YouTube. Give fuck me, doing a live show, and now I realize why we don't do these.
It's not too late to start it again.
Would you? do we want to just? Well, we could. We're only losing 4 minutes worth of quality, I guess. So,
well, that's a loose definition of quality.
So the episode tonight is, what is a Philly Sour? And this is our last episode for season three. Philly Sour being the yeast, Luke. That's right. So the style is what?
Berliner Weiss.
All of them?
All of them. So we split it six different ways. So we got five flavors and the base version.
Now, do you guys want to run us through what the show is going to look like tonight? Because we're not doing the typical three segments and a sign-off. What are we doing?
No, because normally we run the part one, two, three, where we typically go through a commercial example, and I unfortunately couldn't get my hands on it this time. Just the brewery that does it is out of stock at the moment. But and because we've only got a limited amount in each bottle, we're going to run through all six different flavours. But because we've only got two bottles, we're going to have different pairs that are going to review each flavour. So basically, the reason we have two bottles is because we've used these flavourings before and the ratio that they suggest that we use isn't quite what we thought. So someone's going to have a flavour which is twice as strong as the other person. We obviously know which one is which, but we're also going to be reviewing the beers in tandem, so for the other two people, you're really gonna have to rely on our judgment and our
so we're keeping this a thoughts. Secret from everyone else.
No, not at all, but it's just like, as we go through each flavor, only two people are going to have beers to actually taste along with, you know what? Okay. I mean, so
that's cool.
We'll start with the base, we'll see what we're working with. So Luke said this is probably closest to a Berliner Weiss, pilsner wheat sort of sour. I guess the reason it's called Philly Sour is an ode to the lab that makes the yeast, which not only makes alcohol, but also makes the beer sour in like a single item. So that's called the Philly Sour yeast.
Hang on, sorry, mate. I just missed a chunk of that.
Oh. Did everyone else miss it?
No, I got it.
Oh, dude, that's me. That's horrendous.
Yeah, I can pick it up. Your face also looks still on my end, so I'm not going to repeat myself. You can watch this back and figure it out. But, yeah, so I guess for those that have made beer before, the Philly Sour yeast, the advantage is it will do the souring and make the alcohol at the same time. So if you're one that normally does the kettle souring, that's going to knock a few days off the whole process.
So it's a one-step process. How do they do that?
This is scientific innovation at its finest. So about time we took some of the resources off people finding cures for like really, you know, awful diseases. We cultivated a yeast which can make lactic acid and ethanol at the same time. So cheers to that.
So it's just the strain of yeast is able to do what we would normally need two steps for. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's we've used this a couple of times before. It's for me, it's a bit of a get out of jail free card to me. I think if you just want to make something in a rush and you don't want to do too much, it's essentially same as you would a normal beer. I think it likes to work at slightly warmer temperatures. And, yeah, I think we're working with a just typical Berliner Weiss malt backbone, very low hop. I think same as a lot of lactobacillus. It doesn't like too much IBU to do the actual souring. Not that we added too much in this beer, but, a pretty bare-bones sort of slate, letting the yeast do a lot of the work. And once we got to that finishing point, we decided, let's just throw a few different flavors, different combinations of dosage, and see how it comes out. So I think for the rest of the episode, to get to your point, we're just going to be rotating through that base style, through the different flavor combinations, and maybe picking a few favorites and making a few suggestions.
Rad. So quick question when I went mental or off was recipe, basically. Half and half. And what was the hop like? Did you go?
Leftover Mosaic or Galaxy or something for about 10 IBU, late addition, just keeping the hops pretty low key. I've got to say the best part about this as well. Luke and I have had a bit of an advanced taste of what this base version comes out like, but we could be up for five absolutely horrendous beers.
What do you mean?
I have no idea what these flavorings are going to come out like. They smell good when they go in, but I've been burnt by some of these flavorings before, namely that raspberry licorice bullet stout that we made that is just, it cursed my fridge for months and I couldn't get the flavor out. And I'll have PTSD of what that smelled like. So, yeah, this could just all go pear-shaped, but... Mm.
Can I just check to make sure Simo's still here?
I am. I'm still working on my camera.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for his face to pop up as well.
I don't think I'm going to get there, boys. I apologize. If you want to start a GoFundMe for a new laptop, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not us, but maybe the listeners.
Yeah, our Patreon.
No, I shut the Patreon down. I shut the Patreon down.
Why do we even have it?
That was the stupid. Well, because a couple of people wanted to donate, and I didn't really know how, so I ran the Patreon.
And did they?
Yeah, but then I refunded everyone's cash because, like, we promised them like 12 episodes this year, and
you keep a third of it. Imagine that.
These are $3.33. COVID.
I'll throw you your $3.50, duds. It's fine.
Thanks, man. It was a write-off anyway. It was a way to like hide some of my income to avoid tax.
Yeah, no. So we did have a Patreon on that, but what I think I'd love to get into the tasting, but did want to go through recipe and like.
Simo, you just muted Chris.
Yeah.
He's still talking as well. Can I unmute him?
No, it says you cannot unmute other participants on the call. Oh, no, I clicked it again.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hear me again?
Sorry, I muted you.
I get that. Like, and I understand, right? I do. Final podcast of the year and that.
This is the momentum that we're bringing into our next season, though, right?
Oh, it's a disgrace, isn't it? But you know what? They love it. So come and get your slop, you pigs.
That's for the fan to decide. All righty. Do you want a little bit more info on the recipe?
Info on the recipe and like why this? Like why? Like was it a Philly Sour thing? You wanted to try that? Was it you wanted Berliner Weiss? Was it? The what is that thing that we do? The homebrew challenge. Was it homebrew challenge related? Was it tell me.
Done a few sours now, and this is typically my go-to malt backbone, half pilsner, half unmalted wheat. It's a classical combination that I always remember. So if I'm making 20 litres, it's always 2.5 of each. Very simple. I never buy hops for it. I always use what's left over. It's more of a yeasty beer, this one, so... Yeah, it's a bit of a traditional sort of backbone. We've done a few Berliner Weisses by now, so yeah, just
are we on the Berliner Weiss? Are we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Philly Sour, we're calling this one just because of the yeast.
Let me get it out the fridge.
Yeah, so we're gonna start on the base one, which is maybe is that the long neck, Luke?
Yeah. We'll start on the base.
I'm gonna.
Well, we'll go down the list.
Oh.
Because I'm not 100% sure how this is going to look like when I get the recording, right?
So awful, I'd love it.
As is the audio. But what I'm going to, because I don't know if it's like going to be us at the bar, because that's how I had it, or in this grid view.
Yeah.
So we'll still try and give the old.
Oh, no.
Let's have a.
Yeah, sure.
Those sounds you're making, mate, like Simo.
So much harder without the video.
There was one time
anything
right,
could
like,
be happening.
We went to Wyala together for like a Sparkies, holiday. Right? Doing
for what?
But when we woke up, I thought he was having a fucking stroke. Like, because we'd obviously been drinking, had some dairies and that, and he woke up with this like noise. It wasn't coughing, and it wasn't like. Mucusy. It was like, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Like, if you don't forget, Remember at the end, like, when I was really sick, though? I had a virus or some shit.
You could have been, yeah. I know, but it was...
Yeah, remember I had to drive the whole way home because I couldn't do it. I couldn't play footy the next day.
That's because of the 23 beers from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And you tried to have relations with a woman that can barely walk.
She wasn't in a wheelchair. She was trying.
No. She was just highly inebriated. It's fine. Better then. Are we on the Berliner Weisse?
We are, mate. On the base one. Also, am I doing this with the camera? So
yes, please, mate. Yeah. I'm going to
do it in front of my camera, too.
Thank you, Simo. Hang on, ready? I'm going to give the old... Oh!
Yeah,
oh,
mine
my
was...
God. That was carbonated.
Mine was popping like a top, too.
So, yeah, I imagine this is kind of our reference point for the rest of the night so we can see how badly or how well the flavour is impacting the beer.
Hey, quickly.
Yeah, mate. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to Skype in your bedroom with your camera on, he could have made his bed.
I know, what an absolute pig.
Like, fuck, mate. Come on. Ooh. Is that his bed? I assume that's his bed.
Oh, jeez.
It's pretty small.
Is that his bedroom?
Yeah, that's his spare room, I think.
Okay.
Oh! Actually, no, it's not. His spare room's got a drum kit in it.
Hey, Georgia. Can we just turn that down just a fraction? Is that coming through for you guys or not? I've tried to use like a little bit. Dynamic. Yeah.
I mean, not bad, though. I mean, in the scheme of things.
In the scheme of the way this podcast is rolling. Now, bottle condition or no? Because I've gone and poured that real gentle. Okay. Getting wicked with the bottle conditioning, by the way, can I just say?
Yeah, Luke, it's very interesting because he's now invested in a keg system at home. Before that, he's had about 2 years to hone the craft of bottle conditioning, and he's gotten quite good at it. So, yeah, this is maybe the last batch we would have ever had to have actually bottled. So,
Simo, can you see my big fat face, by the way?
Hang on.
Old moon face of the frog over here.
Yeah, it's round.
Look at that. I don't have a fucking jawline anymore. So I haven't shaved my face clean in like, it has to be like 5-6 years, right?
No, I reckon you did it before you started Westfield.
Oh, maybe Westfield. Yeah, so that's only a couple of years. But yeah, no, I think I don't think I shaved it clean though. Anyway, my skin's peeling off.
Good.
Yeah, you got to moisturize that shit, mate. Good.
Luke. Lovely job with the carbonation, mate. To be honest, I almost blew an eye out when I did the pop the bottle, but that was my fault. This is lovely. Lovely spritzy.
We're also trying to figure out what room of the house you're in.
I'm in the cupboard.
Good. You got some seating in there. That's nice.
Back in the cupboard where it all started.
Oof. Where you belong.
I just kept the cupboard door closed. That's all.
Have a look at that lovely colour. That's see-through.
Let the heat out.
Right.
Yeah,
for a bottle conditioned beer too. That's like, and I know you pour it nicely in that, but that's still like, it's got the upside down snowstorm, like the 1/8 inch white head on it. And for a Berliner Weisse, that's got a lovely little cap, mate.
When did you brew that?
When did you brew that, Mike?
You can't just throw me under the bus when you don't know an answer to one of the questions, Luke.
Well, that's why I ran away. So you had to answer them all.
That was very strategic. I can actually look back and find this out because we made this
2 months ago now.
Yeah.
We're just trying to remember a little bit about how we used to do these episodes. I'm trying to kick it back into gear. Aroma as well. By the way, it's odd. It's not like a Berliner Weisse that I've smelt before. It's not unpleasant, but
we made this 20th of November. So it's been sitting around a bit.
6 weeks.
It's not your typical BW smell.
No, it's not as the lactic isn't as sharp, I find, as the as like a full kettle sour would work out.
Even like it's it doesn't like have any weediness.
It's like a dirty yeasty flavour, I find, rather than like a fresh yeast with a crisp sourness.
Like a bit more bready. Like bretty instead of
Yeah, did you say something about the wheat, Chris? As in, like,
yeah. I'm not getting like any real, like, weedy.
Because I think the only other time I used this was to just make a pale ale or an XPA, like a basic sort of beer sour.
Okay.
So I think that's probably maybe what this might be a little bit more intended for. Because I think
adding so much wheat, which is like true of the like classical style, just to aid your body and stuff like that for a low ABV beer. I think it's perhaps a bit more of a it's just like more versatile to make like regular style beers a bit more sour. So you do like a sour pale or a sour stout or something like that. I'm just speculating, but I think like the wheat does come through way more than it does on like a kettle sour.
Okay, so you're not going to get this. Okay, gotcha. So it's like a magic sour as opposed to a get your style you're going for and then do the work.
I think so, but true to the story, 100% conjecture and based on nothing else. But
that's... well, but it's a bit it's something that I've noticed straight away from having a taste, and like if you didn't tell me that it was a like the Philly sour yeast, I'd have asked you what happened here, because it doesn't taste like other BWs you've sour. Done. Yeah. Because you go for like cat's arsehole on the lips, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, that's what I mean is, you know, you have a sour and you go...
Yeah, that's normally... Yeah.
What a fucking face. Look at that.
You...
Simo just fucking left. The fucking dickhead.
Is that enough already?
Jeez. Our listenership. Do this. Faff around, because...
Do we want to...
I'm not going to lie, I'm just looking at my show notes here, and he's got beers for two of the flavors, so it'd be nice to have him here for that.
So, should we talk about, while we wait for Simo to come back, should we talk...
Yeah.
Should we talk about what's happened this year? Like, why with the 12 shows planned, what's happened? Why only five? And just what you guys have been up to, basically.
Good. How long have you got?
It's surprising how... Yeah, I know, but like we get a lot of emails, a lot of DMs, a lot of stuff like that asking what's going on. Hope you guys are all right. Blah blah blah. It's, you know, not that we owe it to anyone, but I feel like, you know, let them know what's been going on. So you boys want to have a quick little... This is the year.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like from Luke and my own perspective, we haven't slowed down the brewing at all. There's been a lot more kind of, you know, every second weekend, third weekend, we're kind of getting to the point of doing double batches. But I think there's like a lot of things that have been going on, you know, that have kind of limited our ability to see one another all four at once and get the podcast out. But yeah, I think for like the two of us, we're still like chipping away slowly, perhaps a little bit slower of late at the homebrew challenge. Kind of we picked up a few, like, just, you know, friends asking for a particular keg of beer, like doing a buck show or a weekend away or something like that. We've been you know, doing a few beers like that just to kind of add to the challenge. And yeah, I think now that Luke's got a keg set up at home, we're going to be thumping through the beers even quicker now. And it's going to, yeah, kind of give us the opportunity to actually try some new styles. And yeah, kind of, I think we're getting to that point now where we're starting to go back and look at old beers that we've done and kind of put a bit of a tweak on there to make them the way we like. So yeah, I know that kind of doesn't sound like, you know, what we're expecting, but I think for the two of us, we've been still making a lot of beer, but, you know, a few things going on the side, yeah, just kind of stopping us all getting together at once. So does that sound about right, Luke?
Yeah, thanks for answering all my questions.
I see you're nodding along.
Yeah, I'm just going to go have a nap. I'm in the spare room, so I can just down and, no, yeah, that's about right. It's been a bit of a busy, crazy year with random stuff going on, but, yeah, we've been pretty lucky. We've still been able to get lots of brawn in. Pretty excited that I've finally got my keg set up. Now that I've figured out the bottling carbonation and everything.
You've mastered it now.
Now I get to master the carbonation in the keg. So we're learning and moving on and moving our way through. So yeah.
What'd I miss?
Welcome back, Andrew. We're just kind of letting everyone know what's happened this year, basically, with you know, big plans and stuff happening. And thanks, Duds and Luke. And what I also wanted to tell people is basically three of the four of us. I did get engaged, yes, to my lovely partner, Georgia. The boys only found out two days ago?
2 days
ago. We're breaking actual news now. Normally it's one of us has a car that's pregnant, but this is actually true.
And you said I would get engaged.
Next. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it wasn't mate, you should have. Anyway, I think three of the four of us have actually had some pretty horrendous kind of things happen this year as well. That doesn't need to be talked about on the show at all, but you know, oh, yeah. life gets in the way a bit. And like, as much as we love doing the podcast and doing the show and stuff, it's a podcast. You know, it's a beer podcast. Yeah. You know, we do it when we can. We'd love to give you everything we can, but oh fucking Christ! Sometimes
life gets in the way.
Yeah. So everyone's been like obviously flogged with work, and I think this year COVID's actually made shit harder because I think 2020 everyone got a bit of a pass, whereas this year. It's been trying to make everything work around COVID, and it's like work's got ridiculously busier, like and make it happen regardless. Whereas 2020, you could kind of go, "Oh, it's COVID," you know, and everyone not to make it. Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? Oh, it was just COVID, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was all right. We'll put it on pause. We'll figure it out. Whereas this year, they're like, "No, make it happen." So, like we do have also some awesome stuff planned for next year, and we'll be giving you at the start of next year, we'll be giving you like we'll have a show basically every week that you can listen into, and it'll be us or one of us at least with another one hopefully every week, you know, talking shit and doing stuff. But this year, like we do apologize, but yeah, it happens, I guess, and that's
yeah.
That about fair? That's fair?
Well said, yeah. No, that's, I feel I kind of put all the positive spin on it, but yeah, there's been some other shit on the side that's made it hard for all of us to make it work the way it used to. So, yeah, I think a bit of optimism will turn around next year, but I'm sure no one's going to be too disappointed. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's the thing. It's just like the likelihood of happening, what's happened to three of the four of us this year, of that happening again, touch fucking wood, you know, we've had some pretty bad luck and pretty bad years, you know? So, anyway, beer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's pretty good beer, to be honest.
I've refilled my glass three times. I'm,
yeah, so have I. I'm happy with this. I was really drunk last night, so I was dreading doing this, but now I'm happy again.
It's a nice little primer, isn't it?
I had a Corona before, actually. We began just to, you know, a loosener. And, like I generally, you know, I always say it's not my style, but this is really nice. Because I always associate, whenever I see a blend of ice, I'm always like, that's banana peel. Like, I'd steer clear as shit.
Yeah.
But this isn't banana peel blend of ice. So.
That's what I was saying, Simo. There's not that weedy.
Yes. Sorry, I might have been gone for that bit. Chris, are you pausing? I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, no, Chris is lagging a little bit, but
sorry. I just said it's not got that banana-y wheat. It's more on the clovey side of a BW. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. I like cloves, like on the hams and that. It's nice. I don't mind cloves. Banana, I hate. I like bananas. I hate banana lollies and ice cream and stuff. It's shit. So yeah, this carbonation is like perfect, eh? Pour them in tight as bubbles.
It's like a spritzy almost as well. Yeah. It's not spritzy like ridiculous, but it's like it's on your tongue, like the bubbles.
Yeah, it is a bit spritzy. I like that. I like a lot.
All right. I guess like thank you. That feels like a good enough sort of recap of what we're working with here. How do you like to have a bit of a dip into some of these flavored versions just to
let's do it. Let's kick straight in.
So yeah, I think first one we got on the list, Luke and Chris, you guys got a bottle of the apricot version. So again, I don't know who's got a half and who's got the full strength flavor, but I'm sure work it out. And Simo and I will wait with the bated breath to see what you think of it.
Well, I'm going to quickly run to the fridge and grab it because I left all my.
You don't have a fridge in your bedroom or in your cupboard?
No, I've got a fridge in the cupboard. We've got a fridge in the kitchen, like most people. But we podcast from the cupboard, unlike most. So, yeah.
You need a little esky in there that you can replenish the ice every day for your cupboard. Which one you got, Lukey? Chris, sorry.
Good pour, Chris.
Will I tell you?
Good pour.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was fizzing out the top of it. I had the 1.0.
So you got the full strength one. Okay. That's...
Mate, it smells like it.
Uh-oh.
It's 1 mil per litre. All right. So that means
That right. 1 mil per liter, mate. That is.
Oh, dude, we're putting them in with pipettes. Like, that's how strong this stuff is. But that's, you know, one thing we didn't consider, which would explain why that one is so carbonated, because we still use carbonation drops. What do you think it is? So it wouldn't be that big of a difference, I guess. Maybe the extra sugar from the flavouring might be giving it a bit extra, but I guess if you're only putting a mil in,
yeah, it's that's still not sugar, too much, though, I guess, is it? Isn't it?
All right.
Like, it's just sitting fizzing over the top, like, and that's not normal for a Luke.
Yeah, we'll see what Luke's does. No one say anything.
I'm back. What do you think about the carbonation? I heard something about carbonation.
Chris's was fine. It didn't fizz out at the top, and it poured very well.
Yeah, mine's all the same.
Good. Very good.
Oh, no, it's quite bubbly.
All right, guys, run us through. Yeah, that's a notable difference, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, so first thing I noticed, and I do apologize if I keep cutting out, I've got like NBN, right? And I'm hardwired. So this isn't even Wi-Fi and I still keep dropping out because fucking Royal Park and that. It's actually like a different color, firstly, to the BW.
Mm-hmm.
It's cloudy.
Mine's clearer.
Good.
And the taste is very similar. I think the only thing getting in the way of the taste being the same is that mine is so pungent.
See, it's like just big aroma that doesn't really carry through with the taste. Is that what you're finding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like if I did that peg test,
you wouldn't even know.
I would. I don't think I'd know. No, it's
jeez.
Only that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And Luke, do you notice anything at half the?
At half, the half is plenty. Like, the aroma is so strong. That, like, tasting it, it kind of just tastes a little bit like a wine. So I think because it's quite light, clear, and crisp, mine's very well carbonated. It's a little bit like a sparkling wine, I guess, with some notes of apricot. I don't get a lot of sour on it at all. Maybe the acidity. Okay. I don't know.
Hey, Kogler.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Which one do you want me to open?
In a sec, I'll get you to do the raspberry one. I was just going to wrap up, though. Chris, you said you've made apricot beers before.
Yeah, so this was maybe when we first started Brown Beer, and we made it was your idea, actually, Dad, to do a Fruitox beer. This was before the old Big Shadow Boys did it. And we made a lovely stout and then put this essence of apricot in, and I just remember destroying the beer.
An absolute stretch, but do you remember how much you were using? And did you like put it in your whole batch as opposed to bottle by bottle? He's frozen.
He is frozen.
Sorry, did I'm you... back again.
Yep.
I remember using a capful of the Mangrove Jacks.
In a whole fermenter?
Yes, for 20 litres or whatever it was.
Jeez.
That's a lot. We used half a mil for each bottle, or like a mil or half a mil.
See, I think those
stout you did or whatever it was, and you put in heaps.
No, that was real coffee. That was cold brew. I destroyed that one. That's one of our most viewed episodes.
That was so
cool. I thought I pissed in the bottle when my dick made that weird noise. I've that lost exactly whatever I was talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is a pass for me. Like, I wouldn't have this again.
Yeah. I guess it's one of those flavors as well. Like, could you really imagine it in? Does it like really pair well for you with any style of beer, not just the blend of ice?
Nah, that's what I was saying. I think these Mangrove Jacks things are also built for like gins and like you know schnapps and stuff. Like they're not.
Yeah, I agree. Beer. But this one is a beer additive.
It's is like it okay? Okay. I think I got one for spirit. So
Yeah. That said, though, there are maybe, I think the rest of these might actually be general purpose flavoring concentrate. So I don't know if that makes much of a difference. But yeah, I know the Mangrove Jacks was specifically apricot for beer. So interesting.
Like, it's interesting, just not for me.
Yeah. So I guess next combo, Simo and I are going to go through the raspberry one. You got that one handy. Simo?
Yes, would you like to hear it?
Yes, please. Ooh.
There it goes. Ooh.
So who has a half and who has a full?
I've got the full one here.
Yeah. I've got 0.5. What does that mean?
That's how many mil we use to flavour it. So,
okay, right.
I don't know why I expected it to come out red as well. Maybe because it was raspberry, but it's essentially...
Yeah.
I don't think the colour's going to change on any of these.
It looks exactly like the last one.
Does yours even smell like raspberries? Mine smells like just chemical.
I've got the COVID, so I've lost my smell and taste.
Have you actually got it?
Yes. No, I don't. You're a little arses, man.
Mine was puckering.
I can't get like a little bit Kogler, like a tiny bit.
Yeah, it's not a natural sort of aroma, though, is it? It doesn't really make you think of a raspberry.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, it's a... I might actually go get the ones because they're close.
What's he going to get? Sorry, I froze again.
Yeah, I missed that.
What's he getting, Luke?
Well, he's getting the little packets of what we used. So he's the little droppers of the different flavours. So I think we ran out of maybe the raspberry after he dumped a whole heap of that in the raspberry white chalk stout. But I could be wrong. He might have got something else.
So how come essences, though, instead of fruit?
We had more variety, I think. Oh, Mike had them, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I
would not be a heap easier as well.
Well, yeah, less wastage that's getting absorbed into the fruit, more control with your actual dosage rate. I think that's the advantage of why people would opt for essences.
Yeah, but you've done you've done like a lambic for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but it's again you have a bit of a tinker with different methods to see what works for you, because if you're going just like the Philly sour yeast, if you know you can find an alternative that's going to save you, a bunch of headaches and heartaches, it's going to be more attractive to do. This one I find, though, and I don't know if you've said it before, this is the one we had in that stout. I find I get it, like, it changes the taste a lot more than you guys were saying with the apricot, but knocks a lot of the sourness off. And I think some of that, artificialness comes through. You know what I mean?
I think if you blind taste it, it'd be different. It's just because you can see it. And it's not got a pinkish tinge or a reddish tinge or whatever. I think it's your brain playing tricks a little bit on you.
Perhaps, yeah.
Because I can get it. I can smell raspberry in that. And you should even more, shouldn't you? Because yours is twice the amount that I've got. Is that correct?
That's right.
So
I just
don't
get a lot on the flavour. It's on the nose. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
It does work well, more than I imagined the apricot would, in terms of the flavour profile. I think I'm at that point that it's a little off-putting on the aroma.
You reckon?
I mean, I'm sniffing that in a glass as much as I possibly can, but...
I don't know, is yours really, really tart?
Yeah, no, it's poured out all right. Poured better than the other two did. It's... Yeah, I'm...
How do you mean it poured better?
Well, those two were, foaming up. Mine was fine.
Mine's fairly foamy.
Yeah.
You can't see that, obviously. You have to believe me.
I am strangely undecided about this one.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
I like it. Maybe it's because I got half strength.
Yeah,
Maybe that's all we need.
Is it too early to call the pattern? Because I quite like the apricot as well with the half strength, and Chris not a fan. So too early to call it, or are we going to see a pattern?
Sample size, as my mentor in mathematics and statistics has always advocated, Chris Marciniak, sample size is key. Right, Chris?
So I cut out a couple of times there. All I heard was the half strength is better.
Yep, that's good. We've
so far, yes.
We've got a couple of samples.
Exactly right. With that, should we move on to the next one, which is Luke and Simo this time? And they will be going through the acai.
Ooh. I called that acai for so long because I'm a
fucking
moron.
Okay.
What is it? Is it a berry?
Yeah.
It is a berry.
Yeah, that little purple berry.
Where does it come from?
Tree.
Remember when I used to be fact checker on this show?
A big tree or a little tree?
What if it's a bush? What if it's in the bushes?
Well, you do your best work, mate.
Yes, we remember when you were fact checker, Mike, and we used to have accurate facts.
Acai berries are a grape-like fruit native to the rainforests of South America.
Ah,
they are harvested from acai palm trees, so big trees, I assume.
Mine smells delicious.
Okay, how big are the berries?
The fruits are about 1 to 2 centimeters diameter and are a deep purple color. The seed constitutes about 80% of the fruit. The taste of acai has been described as a blend of chocolate and berries with a slight metallic aftertaste, but I assume they're talking about the actual fruit there. So
yeah,
you can't taste metallic, Chris. Chris.
So I've been cutting in and out. Chris. They come on a palm tree.
They do. And you're also lagging by about
3 or 4 sentences.
3 or 4 fun facts.
Nice. I missed them all.
They're a very small berry.
Very small.
And their stone takes up 80% of the berry.
Correct. My God, what a time to be alive. I can just share. You guys can keep talking about how good acai is, and I'll share my screen.
Are you guys going to do the old taste test, taste aroma? What's that, the CBD review? What's going on?
Well, on which one?
We won't see, but I was just going to say that I really like this one. I think this one's
second one.
Better than the apricot. Tastes real fresh and clean and plenty of berry flavor, which I like. So that's that.
What does the acai berry taste like?
It's kind of a like a mixed berry sort of taste. But
And who's got the potent one?
I'm not too
sure.
Do you
have one of these, Chris?
No, it's just you
and Luke for this one. This is one I wish I had.
Just Luke.
Very
and
curious.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this one's really good. I can chuck the lid back on and save you some, Mike, if you want.
That'd be very nice.
Might be slight by the time it gets on to you, but...
I just have to go get it because we're drinking these and they're big bottles and I'm trying to get through it.
Anyway, I think, like we've said with the others, we've only got 0.5 mil of the flavour in this. So it hasn't changed the colour or anything, but, yeah, for me, definitely flavour and aroma have changed quite a bit. This one's less of a bubble explosion than the apricot was, so it's kind of more similar to the first one we had. The carbonation's probably a little bit better. Not overdone it. What have I missed, Chris?
Compared to the apricot.
What's the ABV on these, by the way?
3.5.
Four. Only 3.5.
Come around there. That's normally what you want for a Berliner.
Yeah. Compared to the apricot, I like this one better. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So this out of this one, the apricot and the base version, this is my favourite.
I can't tell if Chris is not satisfied with your reviews, if he's just frozen there, because he's looking very disappointed on my screen right now.
So we're doing the CBB reviews. Really, what is it? What is it sitting at out of 5?
Well, I don't know. I've only really gone through the first one.
Overall impression.
I'd say that's a 1. I quite like this.
Price is brilliant.
Which one?
The acai.
Yes, I've just swigged it.
If this isn't one of the worst episodes we've ever done, then I don't know what it is.
Shut up.
I was going to say.
It smells. It's really, really fruity on the nose for me. Luke, it's like blackcurrant.
Yeah, I was saying, like, it's like a very, very strong berry, and I've only got the half, so yours
very strong.
Double mine, but this is heaps stronger than apricot.
Okay.
I think we got the short end of the stick here, Chris. I really kind of wanted this one.
Yeah. No, this one's good, Mike. You're missing out.
Potential to use this again, you think? Like, does this...
Oh, I think so. I think in something similar to this, I think the apricot, you'd probably want to go maybe a dark beer, something chocolatey. I think like the fruit choc idea isn't a bad one. I think we just haven't hit the mark when we've done it yet. But I think this, like, it's a nice light, little bit sour, fresh sort of beer is going to, like, it. Yeah, it's refreshing with the berry.
Right. Okay.
Hmm.
Good to know.
I'm finding it has a little bit, whether it's because you said, Mike, that it's got some metallic aftertaste, but I am getting that in this.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if I like it.
Ooh, that was my Wikipedia.
I like everything about it. The aroma is wicked. Like, it's really cool to smell. And again, it's funny because it's clear. Like, it's like a Corona in your glass kind of thing. It's so clear, isn't it? Like, it's real straw to smell that. But then the taste, very, like, mine's really tart. It's so tart that it almost goes metallic, I think.
Interesting.
So I've got a full 1 mil. Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So I got half of that. So I'm not getting quite that strong on mine. Mine, I'd agree with the tart. It's a little bit on the tart side, but not crazy that it's.
I could now like proper drop my spit and suck it back up hitting the ground, like it's made my mouth without that. Like that tartiness, you know, like having a really strong cordial, a strong mixed cordial, what it does to your saliva.
That'd be great if you did have your camera working just to have a bit of an interlude to watch you spin, doing it now. Suck it back up. At least we can hear it.
Yeah.
Luke, can I assume you've also drank all of your 500 mils for each beer?
No.
That you've done so far?
No, I have not. Am I supposed to have?
Simo, have you?
Plus, we started with the 750 of the first one, so I've drunk 600 of that.
The first one I drank. The second one I'm halfway, and this one I'm only a third.
If you went back to your base version, does that just, you know, give you any more indication, or not really?
Give me a minute.
It's just a bit plain. So I was never really a big fan of the base version. I think I'd like it a little bit more sour. I feel like it wasn't sour enough for what it's meant to be, and just the little amount of sour kind of just is a bit off for me. But with the, like, so both the apricot and the SI, I've liked better than the base version. Both
just have something else to go with
Kind of like that extra flavour, and it takes away that, I think like I was saying before, it's kind of like a dirty yeast flavour. That yeasty flavour that does come through, and it just takes that away and makes it a little bit more crisp and clean, which I quite like in this sort of beer. A little bit more when it's a bit fruity and, meant to be a bit sour and fresh and that.
Of course. Any objection to moving on to the next one? You and me, Chris?
Some pomegranate.
Pomegranate.
I was interested in this one too. I like, there was potentially this one won't be a very strong flavour, maybe, or
I got the strong one.
It actually smells really lovely out of the bottle, and the other one, the apricot, was not pleasant.
I've got to say though, I made the face. That is way better than the raspberry. It's got like a bit more roundness to it. It doesn't taste as artificial.
Very perfumey.
Good word. So,
perfumey.
Again, I'm expecting this to be maybe a bit too much for the full strength or the 1 mil, but
that is brilliant.
That's great.
What are you discussing there? Sorry,
pomegranate.
The pomegranate.
Oh, have you got a pomegranate?
Yeah, that's floral. Oh. That's floral and perfume, like on the aroma, but like. On the mouth, it's almost like this most subtle candy that's like...
It is. It's like a little bit of extra sweetness, but it's not like sickly. Even the full one actually tastes...
Do you guys eat pomegranate?
I'm too poor to eat pomegranates.
a lot of the fruit that just falls on the floor.
Yeah, but pomegranate trees are really popular in a lot of backyards in South Australia.
Yeah, I was living in Largs Bay.
Yeah, I first tried them from the shop and they were shit. My brother had a pomegranate tree, and straight off the tree, really nice, delicious.
They're
fruit.
A nightmare to eat too, because you got to like
they're hard work.
Yeah, cut them and scoop them, and they've got these little seed things. But this, mate, in
I've got
beer,
passion fruit at home now, eh?
Have you really?
Passion fruit, two trees. Yeah, they've just started to go purple. I got first one off of it. Yeah.
Every time I hear that someone has a fruit tree growing in their backyard and they say how delicious the fruit is, I'm like, oh, would you be interested in saving a few kilos to put into beer and not eat yourself? But they normally tell me to go fuck myself.
I need lots of
chocolate
for that.
Yeah.
How does that go? That, mate, look, the carbonation on that, like you know, this kind of beer doesn't really keep a head and stuff. It is dissipating quickly, but it's sitting there. This is like fucking champagne.
Yeah, it's...
champagne.
I don't want to say it's like a... like spirit premix sort of drink, like a cruise or anything, but it's kind of a bit in that direction of like just the flavor is so unbeer-like of, you know stuff that we
really
normally do on this show.
I agree with that. With this Asahi. Is it Asahi? Is that how we say it?
Asahi.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that, whether it's because I got the full strength one, but I could almost close my eyes that it could be like a blueberry cruiser.
I've also just realized as we're doing this, because I kind of want to get to the end of this episode and make some sort of a list, but I kind of wish we all had the chance to taste these, because I get the feeling so far the pomegranate and the acai are doing quite well. It's perhaps the other two have been stinkers a little bit, but yeah, I'd love to get an idea of, you know, if I was to make a beer again, which is the flavor or even flavors I was to actually do.
Mate, this if the other boys didn't get a chance to try this, they need to try this. the poem Granati is the winner. And sure. I know I didn't try the acai, but I can't see anything beating this. The way that, like, it's almost like fairy floss.
Like fairy floss, stupid.
Fairy floss.
Yeah, dude, it's so interesting.
This is almost like
Pink Cruiser.
It's not though. It's not because you still get beer. It's like it's. I know you.
It's like a sour bitterness at the back end.
This is another one. Like I couldn't imagine it for any other style, but it just works well for like a neutral sour sort of beer. Like you'd never want to do like a pomegranate pale or IPA or anything. It's very a little restricted in how you'd want to use this as a brewer. But
it's only for Berliner Weiss. Like, you know, a mismatch do like a you know, three different variations.
Like the mandarin and strawberry ones.
Yeah.
I guess, though, before we do wrap it up, I've got one more, and that's for Luke and I to do together, and that is the yuzu.
Fuck off. You're doing licorice.
Luke must have the full strength for this one, because I feel I've already had two full strengths.
Can I just confirm that's ouzo, like?
No, yuzu, which is like the citrus fruit.
I don't know what that is, Simo.
No, I don't either.
It's okay. I'm just trying to read. It's like a hybrid of a mandarin orange and something else. It looks kind of like a grapefruit.
This says it's a cross between grapefruit and mandarin on my essence packaging. So
you know what, now you say that, I reckon when I was brewing the fest beer at TAFE, I reckon Nelson was talking to us about some yuzu rice lager.
Yeah, it's a very Asian fruit.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't get over that pomegranate, mate. Honestly, that was you're gonna write that up. That recipe. it's literally just a BW with.
That's all it is. And like we were talking before, what the pros and cons are of using this sort of stuff. It's cheap as well. Like, what's a kilo of frozen fruit normally from the supermarket? Like, 10-ish sort of dollars. Like, these individual things cost me like $4 or $5 and I barely put a dent in them. So it's... Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, one of those things.
And easier.
Oh,
it's just brilliant. That's so good.
This is so interesting.
What do you reckon, man? That almost doesn't it smell a bit hoppy?
It's
that what you get?
It's like peppery.
It's got a very weird herby.
It's almost like a citrus saison.
Oh, well, that's actually a good segue because just smelling this, I think that would make for a great saison. How's it taste?
Mine was pretty bubbly and blew up a little bit, but the head on it tastes a little bit like soap. So not fantastic. Smells better than it tastes so far, but.
I'm just going to write this down.
Definitely that's interesting.
A good point you make. Yeah, I know what you mean. This is, I wouldn't put it in the same territory as the ones we've already had. Like, I'd put the pomegranate higher than this, but I'd also put this above the raspberry for the ones that I've had.
I'd say the fact that it's really interesting and intriguing despite the taste like soap, I'd probably put it a bit ahead of the apricot as well.
Okay.
The apricot right off. That can go in the bin.
I like the apricot. Yeah, no, I think it's a very interesting flavour. It's not just like a lemon or lime, or I'm glad Chris's face froze like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
freezing.
You do take a sip and you kind of get a bit of that sourness you'd associate with a lemon, maybe. Like, once you get that initial, like...
But it's a different flavour.
Doesn't pucker up the way a lemon does. Yeah, I reckon that's a good shake. I reckon using that for a saison would be... Oh,
what other applications are there for this? Like,
it's one of those things, the sky is the limit, but you can make a mess of this in a hurry if you kind of overdo it.
And I'd be cautious of putting it in kegs because, like, we had the problem with the raspberry, it stayed in the lines for a long time.
And that's a good point as well. I guess, like,
we'll see how it goes getting out of the bottles, but I'm assuming we can boil it out or.
Yeah.
Use some hard chemicals on it, and
if you want to do this in your fermenting with plastic, I anticipate this is going to be a few washes before it kind of gets that real sort of backwash out of the.
The other way you could think about it was you can make some cool beer, like if you have a dedicated fermenter,
100%. Like if that's the way you want to go, I think. And having been burned by this before, this makes for just great, make a long neck up of, or even like a mini keg, just of one particular flavour and kind of keep it separate from like your normal kegs in your line system. Just, from what I've done before. But yeah, I think the way you can control the dosage, the price makes for some very attractive options. And even if you're someone that bottles all of their beer, you can just dedicate one or two bottles to I'll just try what the pomegranate tastes like or something like that. So I think, lots of options for, using these sort of additives. That's not nice traditional, but kind of a little bit left field just in keeping with this season of what we're doing. So
you still there, Simo? Or is he actually gone?
I think he might be spitting on the floor.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. I just had to take my AirPods out because I was running out of juice.
Again, I said this before and it might be hard to do. How do you think we might rate these beers top to bottom?
So I reckon that we have to do it by the 0.5s.
So 0.5 is the way to go.
Yeah.
The problem is here, two different people tried acai and two different people tried pomegranate, and they maybe look like the two best ones that we had. So we have no real way of arguing one over the other.
Would we go a 3-2-1 of our beers that we were given? So for me, I'd say acai, yuzu, apricot,
Hang on, I didn't have three.
Yeah, the way this worked is...
You had the base version, Chris.
Yeah, you and Simo were supposed to have the base, but Luke's figured a few... extra ones out of his supply, so
okay,
it hasn't worked out perfectly the way I thought it would.
Okay, let's do that then. 3-2-1s. I like that, Lukey.
Yeah, well, I gave my 3-2-1. So I've got acai 0.5 mil as 3, the yuzu 1 mil as 2, and the apricot 0.5 mil as 1. I'm assuming Mike's looking down because he's recording this because he's good like that. Yeah. For some integrity.
Yeah, God knows we need it.
Integrity.
So, yeah, my top one would be the pomegranate, which gives me second place for yuzu and last place for raspberry. What are you guys thinking? I guess you've only really got a 3 and a 2 to give away here, so...
They can give a vote if they liked the base version better than any of the others, but that's up to them.
That's a good idea, actually.
Keep the base version in for you guys.
Do you want to work into your votes, Luke?
Huh?
Do you want to work into your votes?
Well, I'd probably give the base version 0 because I gave apricot 1.
No, I'm going to not give it to raspberry. I reckon
the base. I'm not huge. Like I've said, I'm not a huge fan of the base version.
All right, that might actually work out well then.
Simdog, go.
I give raspberry 0.5, my 3 votes. And then probably the base version, or are we steering clear of that?
Throw it in.
No, base version's on.
Yep, so I'll give that 2 votes, and 1's the Sahi full mill, but it'd probably leapfrog the base if I had the 0.5.
Ooh.
It's tough, actually, because... You say the aroma was so good.
Yeah, how good's the aroma on it?
It's amazing. It was amazing.
It's just a bouquet full of berries.
Which about is really, really, really refreshing and nice. I thought it smacked on the head, but the raspberry for me was just perfect at 0.5. It's like really, really nice. Apart from the appearance, which isn't going to happen because... not real fruit, so we're not going to get the color through it.
So from the top, what do you got? What's your best one you had, Simo?
Raspberry 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
Then the base,
yeah,
a little bit of, and then 1 point to the Sahi.
All right, cool. And Zhistoff,
yeah, so that Pomme Granata, that gets 3.
Yeah,
the Berliner Weiss on its own gets 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1 point I have to give to apricot, I'm going to give to Pomme Granata.
That's good.
That's fair. I like that.
All right. Let's do some tallying here. So the base gets a 1 and 2 2s, which is a 5.
Do you want us to talk?
Just talk amongst yourselves, if you wouldn't mind.
And then you can give us the worst to best.
How about this? So we've had the year that's gone, right? This was and coming off of season 2, which was a phenomenal year. We did so well, to season 3, which was cool, but like unfulfilling. Do we talk a little bit about next year, like what we're looking at, or
that'd be great.
What do you think? Yeah, go, Loki.
Well, I was going to leave it to you because this was kind of your baby and your thinking of the structure of it. But we're looking at doing kind of 2. Correct me if I'm wrong as well. 2 kind of books of 4 little segments. So I should probably get my notes up from what we spoke about the other day. But we'll do kind of like 4 episodes that are somewhat linked and intertwined and make it a little bit more educational on. Some broader topics, or we'll get into some specifics later in that. So I think the first 4, we're looking at different styles of beer. So we're going down the ales, lagers, stouts, porters, and sours are going to be our 4 books in the first half of season 4. Second half, we landed on the yeast, water, malt, and hops. Hops, don't forget hops. They're important in NEIPAs. So that's kind of the way we're going, and we're going to have to take a little bit of a mid-year break. Hopefully, if we keep on track, if we lose track of time, you might end up getting slammed in the second half of the year with podcast after podcast after podcast.
And so, Chris, tell us more about the weekly episodes you were saying before about how we're kind of coming into more this year now of...
So what get a fucking load of this. So also part of this year, actually based on, because of Andrew Simpson, at the start of 2021, he was talking about doing some study and stuff, and it kind of inspired me. So I've done a Cert 4. I've almost finished a diploma. I've gone back to uni, and I've finished a radio course. So I've gone to and completed radio school at the Australian Radio Academy.
Do you want to fucking clap, or are you going to wrap that up?
That's as I was saying, because of you, mate. That's yeah. Sorry, Michael, you've raised your hand there, mate.
Oh no, I was trying to get to the clapping reaction.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, so
I wouldn't ever give you a real clap.
No, that's also part of why this season has we haven't given everything.
He's frozen again.
Yeah, he's frozen.
Very
Patreon.
Pay your internet bill, Chris.
What's that? Sorry, mate.
Pay your internet bill.
I have. Oh, have I frozen again, mate? It's Royal Park. Like everyone around is probably stealing mine. So no, that was a massive thank you to Andrew for kind of kicking me in the ass here and getting me some stuff done. But because of that, I've actually landed a gig on a local radio station called Wow FM, and so every Tuesday night we'll be catching up and talking some beer, and I'm working and hopefully we'll be doing some work with one of the local breweries. Think about who, and hopefully speaking to
Doc.
Them every. every week and doing a bit of stuff where we play some tunes and talk some shit and you do some beer stuff, and the reason it's only going to be one of us at a time is of course COVID. If you know Wow FM and you know the radio station, it is about 3 square meters, and we can only fit, especially the size I am right now, me and one other person in the studio. So yeah, that's what we'll be doing next year.
Good one.
When do you think that'll kick off, Christoph?
It's live right now, Tuesday nights, 8 till 10. Wow FM, yes. 100.5, Wow FM.
With some beer talk, Suburbs though?
Radio. What's that, sorry, mate?
With some beer talk.
Yes. So we're looking to... start of next year. Looking February to... January is planning month, and February we kick off with everything.
Don't tell people we plan for this.
What's that?
So don't tell people we plan for this.
I know. But yeah. So wowfm.org.au. You can listen live, and text in, do all the lovely stuff. And we're still trying to give you all the other podcasts and everything, but this is just a forced 2 hours every week where myself and one of the gents will be with you.
Delightful.
Sounds like a really good plan, mate. Can't wait to tune into Wow FM again.
Yeah, you've been lovely, mate. And for our international listeners, you can literally stream it. So I'll put a notification up on Insta so you know when we're going live and stuff. But
can't listen to it through the way radio frequencies, can you?
We get to the CBD and that's about it. So
okay.
If you're not local, you're not listening. But unless you're online, and
I'll listen to it on the listener app.
Yeah. Listen on the listener app.
Listener app.
Available on Google Play and the App Store.
Yes. Mike of Clinton Park is a regular.
Mike, no, North Plymouth.
Shut up. That was my pseudonym.
Did you hear last week? Can I just ask quickly?
That's good.
Did you hear the Mike K / M Kogler?
I didn't hear the actual bit, but we got to rein this in, man. Can't be doing that.
There was a whole bit about how you hate being called by your full name, so I did that and gave a part of your address
out. It says here Michael Kogler on the bottom of the screen.
Well, good. That's only the house next door to where I live, so burglars, you got two shots at this.
On which side of the road?
The good side. So I've done counting some votes, and I know Luke, you're kind of on the same wavelength with me quite often. I don't know if we need to scale the vote because only a certain number of people got to vote for a certain number of beers, but our winner of today's Philly Sour flavoured beers is the Pomegranate on 7 points. So,
well, I didn't get to try that, so fuck it.
Exactly, and I know it's flawed and the points don't matter, but Pomegranate got 7 of them and that's enough for first place. Couldn't split them in second place was the Acai and the Yuzu. And thanks to some very generous voting from Simo, the Raspberry picks up third on 3 points. So the base doesn't even get a lick in that one. It's perhaps a little bit overlooked, but
I thought there were 4 points for the base. I thought Simo and Chris both gave the base two.
Nah, that's what I wrote down. That's not what I... Yeah, my bad. I miscounted. It's a three-way tie for second place. The base is in there as well. Now, I guess...
I'm glad we made you rush through that, Mike.
Glad you made me write it down as well. That really helped.
Sorry, I was talking to the dog. Not you guys.
That was probably also directed at me a little bit. But, yeah, the voting has really uncovered a wealth of information that we'll use for our next brew day, I think, Luke.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I think definitely be careful with the ratios we're using and perhaps keep it quite in-house with the styles that we mix these flavours with. But
have you got some of these left?
No, but no reason we can't whip up another batch
now, just a quick question. I said early on that maybe the 0.5s are getting a bit more love than the 1s. Would everyone agree that their 0.5s are a better ratio?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
To every beer I had.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we didn't have very many. You had 2 1s and a 0.5, Mike, so it's hard to sample size that. But I think for me, it just seemed more well-balanced.
Yeah.
I think maybe if you got a stronger beer, you'd want to more flavour maybe, but it's a pretty light on beer, so
yeah,
I think the 0.5s were plenty.
Yeah, that's right. There's nowhere for it to hide with this like base version. Like, you got to like get it right, I feel. So, yeah. We reckon, Luke, we throw a batch together real soon and...
Yep, a pomegranate all through your keg lines, I reckon.
That sounds good. Well, you got keg lines you can ruin now as well, so.
Yeah, cool. Now that's why I'm going to use yours.
Thanks heaps for dropping the beers over too.
Yeah, good job,
Luke. That's all right.
Yeah, thank you, Luke.
Yeah, Hannah wouldn't answer the door. She's probably
no,
like,
she said she was in the shower.
Huh?
I thought, yeah, we don't need a Viking thick coming to my house while she's in the shower.
Mm.
Yeah. Typical Luke.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, we've abolished the part 1, 2, 3, which means I've got no Brewbusters for today and no, you know, fitting transition for how we're going to segue out of this episode. But I think with a little bit of context of what we're going to be coming back with very soon, we're thinking February will be our next sort of release that we're doing, Chris.
Which year?
23 at this rate.
Yeah, look, we're looking February to May. Having a break in June, July, and then coming back August to November.
Yeah, so we'll have some big episodes along with some weekly radio bits that we can kind of pad it out with.
Yeah, yeah, we'll throw the weekly stuff in, and we're still looking to do the CBB reviews. It's just this year's just been this year, you know, that's fucking, it's what happens. So, yeah, the CBB reviews is what I'm really looking, not the main show I'm not looking forward to, but like they should be really cool to start throwing out again. They were always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And like, as I look back on this year as well, I remember catching up at the start of the year and thinking, oh, these disgusting beers that we're going to make together. And perhaps it was a blessing in disguise that I didn't end up making the Sassafras Wheat Orange beer or the Juniper Simple Ale or some of these monstrosities that we have lined up. So,
yeah. There's my Quike Whale that I do want to end up making. But
yeah, the Asati. I'll do that too.
What's that?
Asati?
No, I love the Asati.
The Stein beer.
No, the Stein. I almost burnt my house down like 3 times trying to make that. Where you have to make the superheated rocks and then try and find a way to sling the rocks into the...
Well, I've got a blacksmith friend who can help us out with the hot stuff and all that sort of stuff. So I think it'll be less likely to burn your house down if we do that. So
I really hope you said something about your house and doing the rocks there, because nothing. Okay.
Nothing gets over 100 degrees when we're brewing at this house. Okay. I'm not going to put molten fucking rock anywhere near my house.
Well, I'm going to rent to it.
Around.
What's that, bud?
Is there still blacksmith? Have you got a friend that's actually a blacksmith?
Oh, he's a farrier, but a lot of blacksmithing style work.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Yeah, I tried to like do this thing with a fishing rod and like catenary cable.
And it didn't work?
No, mm. Surprisingly.
Surprising. Well, yeah. How big of a fishing rod was it?
It was my old surf rod. I ended up selling that though for like $50.
Mm.
Gents, what do you reckon?
probably a good time to wrap it up.
I was just to kill season 2021, season 3.
Yeah.
All right, lovely. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for everything. Should we?
No, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
It actually looks more and more like you're in a cupboard now. Like, I've never noticed there was there's a third wall off to
you. Why didn't you get in the cupboard again tonight? Why didn't that happen? Please take me to the cupboard. Has he cracked it?
Does that look more cupboard?
Get in it.
Get in.
Yeah, that's better.
Lovely stuff. Let's call it there, boys. I think we're coming back strong for season... Oh my god, is it season 5? No, 4.
Season 4 now.
He's almost lost the season there. Oh, that's early onset dementia. Oh, yeah.
That's, we're done, alright?
I think.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
See you next
week. Hey, Roo.
Catch you later.